Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. It's Monday, so we're bringing you 10 uplifting and positive news stories to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, bring people together, show that the world is actually a pretty good place. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good. I got some pretty incredible positive news stories and a silly one that I'm ready to share. But before we get to that, make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. They're linked down below. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. And that's how you can support the podcast. We also have shirts. They're $20. All proceeds go to suicide prevention, sexual assault prevention, and Positive Tomorrow's OKC. It's amazing. I think I've covered everything. Have I missed anything, Tim?
No, sir. I think we're good.
Do you want to start or you want me to?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and knock my first one out, man. It's a pretty quick one. So there's a lady by the name of Irene. She worked at Walgreens for the past 25 years. And she's from Minnesota, Richfield, Minnesota, to be exact. And basically, she's getting ready to celebrate her 25th anniversary. And her customers decided they wanted to get together and try to send her on a vacation. So what they decided to do was they started a GoFundMe, started putting money in of their own, and they raised a little over $2,500 in just 2 days. And the coolest part about this story, I have to follow up on it because they're now looking for a place to send Irene and she has no idea what's going on.
Wait. Wow.
Yeah, man, it's pretty dope. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to check in tomorrow morning and find out if they decided where they're going to send her or if there's going to be a video whenever they do present this to her.
How much money have they raised?
A little over $2,500.
In 3 days?
Just 2 days.
2 days. Oh, shout out to them. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
So you were talking about follow-ups. We did a story last year about a Utah Jazz player named Joe Ingles and how he bought these kids those he bought a fan some glasses that could help him see. Do you remember this?
I do remember this, yes, sir.
So he invited the kid to the game. His name is Landon Carter, and he went to his first Utah Jazz game last Friday.
That's dope.
And he used the glasses to see. So
man,
shout out to Joe Ingles. Paid for the tickets and everything.
Absolutely, man. That's so dope little follow-up there.
Absolutely. So,
all right.
Good job, Joe Ingles.
For sure. Well, man, now I have a... I'm going to talk about Adidas for a second, which is pretty dope. I didn't know that they did this, but they partnered with Parley for the Oceans, which is a nonprofit organization which works to protect ocean wildlife and stop plastic waste to create shoes made from recycled plastics from the ocean.
Why doesn't everyone do this?
Exactly. The reason why I'm talking about it, man... They sold a little over 1 million pair of shoes made out of plastic ocean this past year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, it's dope, man. It's estimated that each shoe reuses about 11 plastic bottles, man. So I hope that they continue doing this, and I hope other people catch on.
Yeah, Nike, Under Armour. What else? What else am I missing, Tim?
New Balance, Brooks, any other running shoes you can think of in the world, man. It's ridiculous. Asics, you can go on and on and on. Saucony, Hoka, or Hoka. I don't know how you say that.
Yeah, everyone started doing this.
Word.
Also, the people that make plastic bottles should probably get some plastic bottles from the ocean and clean them out and reuse them. Just throwing that out there. But yeah, good job, Adidas. I have a story. My next one is something you never pay attention to. I know we've done episodes on privilege, and we talk about disabilities. like you just being able to walk compared to someone that's in a wheelchair, that's a privilege you have that another person doesn't have. Well, I never realized this, but Google Maps has never had a feature aimed to help those that are in wheelchairs or people with other mobility restrictions have wheelchair accessible transit navigation routes. And they just, for the first time, did it last weekend, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't think I can ask anything.
Yeah, I mean, that would suck if you were planned out a trip and then you got to the bus station like, oh yeah, we don't accept wheelchairs. So good on Google Maps. I feel like this should have been done years ago, though.
Hey, at least it's done. At least it's done.
Exactly. What do you got, Tim?
Well, man, so I know we have a lot of teenage listeners that are still in high school, and we also have some people that are, you know, new, like freshly out of high school. So this story right here I thought was really awesome, and I thought a lot of people out there can do. So what happened was this girl, she was looking at her prom dress that she wore in 2016. And she was just like, you know what? I don't wear this anymore. It's so beautiful. She got on Twitter and made a post basically like, hey, I'm willing to let a girl in need use my prom dress. Just use it for one night. You can bring it back. All you have to do is be near my city and I'll bring it to you. And that was that. Basically started trending, man. Other people started sharing it and other people got motivated to do the same thing. And they just started giving out their prom dress for free for the night for somebody that was in need versus somebody going out and spending, you know, another $300 to $700 or so, whatever people pay for prom dresses these days, and only wear it once. I thought it was pretty awesome. And I know there's a lot of girls out there in need.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Prom dresses are expensive for no reason.
Agreed.
No reason. For something that's not that important.
Agreed, man. Agreed. I don't. I mean, prom is cool. No, it's like, you know, you have a good time, but don't break the bank for it, guys. Don't do it.
You will have better parties later on for much cheaper. Trust us.
Agreed. What else you got for us, JP?
I have two really good ones left, so I'm going to knock out another good one, but it's kind of silly. I had Tim's positive news story about Adidas and the shoes, but since he took it, it was something I read today that I was like, this is very promising. Our leading North Korea ambassador, Dennis Rodman, has been sober for the past 60 days from alcohol and all other drugs, and he's working out again. So shout out to Dennis Rodman. Good job, man.
That was very silly, but very positive. Shout out to him. Definitely, if you know anything about his history, you know that's great for him.
He's our North Korea's leading ambassador. We need him to stay sober.
Hashtag the positive truth. All right. Well, man, all right, check this out. I'm going to go up to Stillwater, Oklahoma. So if you guys don't know, that's where Oklahoma State University is.
Can I describe Stillwater really quickly for everyone that's not in Oklahoma?
Go ahead and do that for the people.
So you drive about 30 minutes north of OKC. You take a right. You drive for another 10-15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, there's this town that has this university, and then there's nothing else around it. It's in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, continue.
Stillwater is a good time. I mean, yeah, it definitely is in the middle of nowhere, but it's a good time. So basically, check this out. So the head football coach, his name is Mike Gundy, and here in Oklahoma, we're getting ready to have a statewide teacher strike. So there's a lot of things going on. You know, our teachers are getting ready to go on strike. There's been a lot of shootings and threats throughout the whole entire nation. And Mike Gundy made a special appearance at the school board meeting in Stillwater Public Schools. And in his meeting, there was a long video of him addressing to the board of his feelings of how he felt about all the shootings and the safety of our children. And long story short, he decided that if we can come up with a plan to add more security to our schools, he will foot the bill for the rest of this school year. He said he's going to give them time to come up with a plan for next year, but he'll do it for the rest of this school year, and he'll be a part of it from now on to help make sure that it's funded, that all Stillwater Public Schools are protected the way that they should be, whether it's using ex-police officers, ex-military that's retired, just bringing people back to help secure. And I thought it was really awesome because a lot of times, you know, there's these coaches that are in college and they go from one city to the next and one team to the next and don't get too attached to the community. They don't get too deep into the community as in giving back. And he's definitely invested himself into this community. I thought it was really amazing and inspiring for myself as a fellow coach.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you what he did, but I'm guessing he coaches football at OSU.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Good job, Mr. Gundy. We appreciate that. Especially you, Tim. You're a coach and you're a teacher with a walkout.
Politics.
Well, speaking of good politics, I have a story of an IKEA founder. His name is going to ruin this, but you know, this is what we do at the Positive Truth. We ruin foreign names. Ingvar Kamprad. He basically raised he's the IKEA founder, and he died last week. And he was worth $46 billion. He's given half of it to his children. He's got four kids, so each kid gets, you know, $23 billion divided by four. But the other $23 billion is going to charity. And it's going to charity and local businesses in Sweden, not just IKEA. He's a real supporter of local business. And that's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's super dope. That's goals.
That's also a lot of money.
Yeah, man. Like, to think you have 23, what, 20, just say $23 billion to give to your family, and then you can give away the other half is amazing to me.
So, yeah, good on him. That's something to leave in your will. That is goals.
Man, for sure. Well, I have one last story, man. I'm going to go ahead and butcher the story terribly because these names are really difficult to say. But I'm going to go ahead and start off with saying that this is about a surgeon who had to deal with this crazy blizzard. She basically walked 3 hours in the snow to perform surgery on a cancer patient.
Wait, what? She's from,
exactly, man. She's from Glasgow, Lindsay Chisholm. Man, I don't care anymore. I'm butchering these names. So this woman, look, long story short, there was a big blizzard. She couldn't get there, and it was an emergency surgery. So she walked 3 hours into this snow, man, like covered up. She didn't think she was going to make it. She thought she was going to get all kind of frostbite. But she made it there on time. She did what she needed to do. And she, in my eyes, is a hero because I know my little self is not walking anywhere in snow. I'm just going to go hungry if I didn't have any food, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Shout out to her.
Absolutely.
So that leads me to my last positive news story. It's about the importance of technology and the importance of great teachers. So I guess I should have followed this up to your Mike Gundy post. Missed opportunity, JP. Missed opportunity. There's a Ghana school teacher. His name is Richard Akuto. And he's a teacher in Ghana, of course. It's a junior high school in a southern town that I am not going to pronounce because it's like 12 words and it's really hard. But he's got a college education. He thinks it's really important. He knows the importance of getting a college education, especially in a really poor district in Ghana, and that's where he teaches. He has about, wow, I would say like 40 kids in his class. And he's like, hey, I haven't, like, the junior high school hasn't had a computer since 2011, and his students need to pass a national exam that has questions and information on communication and computer technology. And he's like, okay, I got to teach these kids how to use a computer, and it will help them later on. So what he did is he devised this plan to create the Microsoft Word on a chalkboard and teach the kids how to do it every single day on a chalkboard. So it would be like, you start a new document, where do you click on? And the kid would go on and click on it, and then he would draw the tab, and it was like, what does this tab do, and all this. And he taught every kid in his class how to use Microsoft Word on a chalkboard.
That is epic.
But it gets better, because basically, an NIIT group in Ghana found out about this, and then they donated 5 computers to the school. basically a computer for every classroom. So now the kids not only know how to use it, but now they have a computer as well. And every kid could use Microsoft Word the second they brought the computers. They all showed everyone. They're like, oh yeah, we learned this in class. Richard taught us. So that's awesome.
Man, that is amazing. That was an amazing story. Man, I appreciate you for sharing that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, great teachers. Incredible.
Man.
I think that's it, Tim. We're done here.
Yes, sir. I got a quote for you guys so we can get up out of here, man. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. Dennis P. Kimbrough.
We'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news. On Fridays, we're doing the ALS Pepper Challenge to raise awareness for ALS. It's...
My bad, man. Oh.
Basically, if you don't know what the ALS Pepper Challenge is, tune in to find out. It's got a great visual episode go along with it. And I think it's great timing considering what happened to Stephen Hawking. We didn't even talk about him in the episode. He's like the poster child for ALS. And yeah, we're doing that to raise $1 million for ALS. We talk about all the positive research that went into it and all the steps that have been raised from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge and how they're slowing it down and they might have a cure coming soon. And then we do the pepper challenge at the end where we're not going to spoil what happens, but you should check it out visually on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. One of me and Tim has a very bad reaction.
I don't care anymore. Oh man, that was Tim.
So check that out. We'll be back on Wednesday with 10 more positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.